Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, it's time for Customer Experience Radio, brought to you by Heineken Company, real estate advisors specialized in corporate relocation. Now, here's your host, Jill Hynek.
Welcome to Customer Experience Radio. I'm your host, Jill Hynek. I'm a business owner, real estate advisor, and customer experience enthusiast. I'm excited to share the success stories of top business leaders who are prioritizing the customer experience as a legit business strategy. Today, we have Leo Falkenstein and Landon Yarborough of Consume Media. It's a video marketing agency here in Atlanta. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We kind of want to start a little bit and talk about your background and how Consume started and how you got to Consume. So, Leo, if you want to start?
Yeah, absolutely. So the story behind Consume Media, it's a fun one, right? So I was in college at the University of Georgia. And
go Dogs.
Go Dogs, absolutely. And this was around 2012. Around 2011 was about the time that I decided that I wanted to get into the media industry in some way, shape, or form. And I'm also realizing that this thing called YouTube that had started a few years earlier, but it was starting to get pretty big, right? And it was really a time where, you know, there was a transition in the industry where it used to be, you know, you had to have all sorts of money to produce video. But these new cameras are coming out. There's YouTube, so you can get your message out. And I'm like, wait, well, we can do this, right? So talking to my friend who became my business partner, Michael Rosenberg, and after going back and forth for a month, we're like, yeah, we're not getting internships this summer. We're starting our own business. And this business was named, still in 2012, Consume Media. And a lot of things have changed since 2012 to now 2020. But a few things that have stayed consistent are the fact that, well, the main thing is that we do video. So when we started the company, we really didn't have a lot of experience. We were just a couple of guys that called ourselves a production company. We had some cameras, we had some equipment, and really we just needed to find clients to produce video content for. So we had a lot of friends in Athens, and you know, our friends are our age, and what do they like to do? They like to party, they like to play music, and that's where we found our space. You know, we would get in touch with the local party planners, the party promoters, the musicians who were playing concerts day in, night in, night out, and we started our business like that. Party recap videos, party promotional videos, concert films, music videos, a corporate gig here and there, but we're really into the fun stuff, mm-hmm. right? Fast forward a couple years, we realize, wait, we don't have a lot of money, and our client actually has less money than us. So how are we going to make a living doing this? And that's when we moved back to Atlanta and really started focusing on the corporate space. And that's where we are at now. At the time when we moved back to Atlanta, mm-hmm. around 2014, 2015, we were still kind of a video production firm. We weren't really at that video marketing level yet. And that was just because that's what we knew. You know, we had learned how to produce videos for, you know, the party promoters, and ultimately that transitioned. We learned how to shoot and edit. But then ultimately realized we really needed to take a next step beyond just video production. So we ultimately became a video marketing agency from a video production firm. And, you know, we started probably having, you know, made that realization around 2016, 2017. And that was right around the time Landon came around, right, Landon?
That's right.
How'd you come around?
Well, I started as an intern. I started as an intern when the guys had just moved into their first real office, and it was just Leo and Michael. And I started as an intern just doing some digital marketing, doing social media and blogging and things like that. And then I started working part-time. And then once they offered me a full-time position, which I really wanted, to be part of the company, it was digital marketing focused. And then in between being offered that and when I started, I went to Peru for a month. And then when I came back from Peru, I had a different job. I was the customer success manager, not the digital marketing manager.
Surprise!
I know. But that's what's so fun about working at a startup. You acclimate to what the company needs, and that's more what we realized the company needed, and it ended up being where I'm a better fit as well. So it all worked out.
So talk to us a little bit about what that means.
Customer success. Mm-hmm. Well, for us, customer success, customer delight, customer happiness is our number one priority. It's so, so much about the relationship, because that's when the customer will come back. That's when they'll talk positively about you and will refer people to you. And so just someone being there from the beginning of their project to the end of the project to understand what their goals are, what their needs are, and their pain points, and them feeling like you really care about them and care about all of those things is what's so, so important to us.
So are you the primary point of contact once the project has been contracted?
No, it would probably be Leo, because he's the account manager on it. Mm-hmm. I'm there from the beginning in all of the meetings, understanding what their strategy needs to be. But my role comes into play a lot more toward the end once they already have their videos. But I've been there through the whole journey to help decide and understand what their videos should be. But then once they have them, I help them market them and implement them in a way to help them be successful.
Excellent. And where were you before Consume?
I was in college. Oh my gosh. I actually studied civil engineering for 3 years.
Wow.
Realized I hated it. Yeah. And I ended up changing my major to communications, and it all worked out for me.
Did you go to Georgia also?
I did. Mm-hmm. Yes. Excellent. Go Dawgs.
All right. So that is quite a shift.
Oh my gosh. No kidding. No kidding. But the real lesson here is always have internships.
Right.
So you can learn A, what you don't want to do. And
that's
then
right.
I ended up at Consume and learned that that is what I want to do.
That's what they're there for, right?
Absolutely. 100%.
To figure that out. So Consume's the only media agency you've been at?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. And then is your background communications?
So in school, I had a double major. I studied finance in the business school, Terry College of Business, and then mass media arts in the Grady School of Journalism and Mass Communication. So between those two degrees and my business partner's 2 degrees, which were management information systems and new media, I figured we could put those 4 degrees together and probably start a business.
Yeah, that's a few degrees.
Yeah.
That's a lot of school. So what do you think has been part of Consume's success over the last several years as you've kind of morphed into this video marketing agency?
So I think it's always been, even back in the get-go, you know, back at the beginning days, it's always just been really, really actually caring about your customers. So many businesses, I feel, just kind of are in there for the buck, right? But when you actually care and you actually want your customer to be successful, it really, really translates, and it's seen throughout the entire process. I've seen from my own experience that because of how much we care, our customers always come back. And I'm not lying or exaggerating when I say we have 100% customer satisfaction rate, because if a customer ever is not that happy, we look at each other, we figure out why, and we fix it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important, is that you're not always going to get it right on the first try, but there's, you know, we're not heart surgeons, right? You know, we can fix something.
Right.
You
know, if there's we need editing.
We can reshoot. We can re-edit. We can change the music that's in the video. There's always something you can do to fix it. And I think that you really have to look at the lifetime customer value rather than the margin on the individual project.
Right.
Because I'm always going to say, you know, for a first-time client or a second-time client, let's go above and beyond, especially if we can see this account growing.
Right.
Let's go above and beyond the first time and make, and, you know, start this relationship off on the right foot and ultimately turn this into a long-term client.
Absolutely.
A client that's not just happy, but a client that's recurring. And even better, a client that's referring.
Right. I mean, that should really be the cornerstone of every business, right?
Absolutely.
Ours in particular, for real estate business, if you don't have a great experience buying your first house or selling, you know, a house when you're getting ready to merge households, they don't want to ever see you again, right?
Absolutely.
So the lifetime value is thereby gone.
Right.
So I appreciate that. So once a customer has signed on with a project for you, like, talk to me a little bit about the projects that you're working on and the types of customers that you're working with at the moment.
Sure. So what's great about the video marketing industry and our business in particular is that we're not stuck into a certain industry, right? There are certain criteria we're looking for our best fit client. Some of these are, you know, the size of the organization, about 25 to 250 employees is really our ideal, because they're big enough where they probably have a budget, but they're not so big that they have this giant marketing team that can do video in-house.
Right.
Also, we're always looking for a client that's willing, that wants to grow. Mm-hmm. If the client is okay with the status quo, they're probably not going to be spending a lot on marketing. Thus, they're not a good fit for us.
Right.
Also, you know, it always helps when they are in Atlanta.
Right.
We have clients all over. We've done some work in Dallas. We've done some work in San Diego. We've done some work in
Kansas City.
But it's easier for us and obviously a little bit cheaper for the client for us to work in the city of Atlanta.
Absolutely. So what have been some of those projects that you've been working on?
Take it away, Landa.
Oh, okay. So out in California, we did a project for Sola Salon Studios. It's a franchise, and we did some videos. They were trying to we did a whole series of videos with them, with another agency. In Dallas, we did a video for the Cowboys Stadium. That was really exciting because we did a video for the Mercedes-Benz Stadium here for their private events team. We did a whole series of videos about the private event spaces that they have at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mm-hmm. And so people in that industry all know each other. They saw the video at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, and they wanted the video too. So our team flew out there, and the video's not out yet, but I've seen it. It's amazing. Oh my gosh, it's such a cool video.
Yeah, that's a cool project.
It was. You know, just not by us targeting a certain industry, mm-hmm. but we've really found a niche, I guess, into this B2B technology space. And that's not really because we targeted it. It's really just because we did some we've been working with the company Terminus. Mm-hmm. They're down in Buckhead. They provide account-based marketing technology for businesses. And we've been working with them for almost 4 years now. Wow. And from there, you know, that is also a very tight-knit community. Mm-hmm. So Terminus, you know, one person leaves Terminus and goes to another company, and now they're our client, and then that person leaves to the next company. So, right. And also, we just finished a really, really cool video for Terminus, probably our highest production value to date for Terminus. Mm-hmm. And what was cool is I just kind of posted that video on LinkedIn, and next thing I know, I'm getting messages from all these different B2B technology companies. They're like, oh, we can't figure out how to explain our product. Y'all did such a great job. Let's schedule a meeting right now. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're doing, you know, organic growth, basically,
exactly.
Right? So, I mean, social channels are part of the organic landscape
Absolutely.
Now, right?
Yeah.
So you just don't know where it's going to go. So that's fantastic.
Exactly. And, you know, along that lines and tying it back to video is, mm-hmm. you know, kind of how I mentioned, like when we started the business, it was just like YouTube, right?
Right.
Now, since then, since 2012, every social channel has enacted their own video technology. So now there's native Facebook video, when before you would just link to a YouTube.
Right.
Twitter's got native, and LinkedIn is probably the most recent. I think that's only 2 years ago that they created their own native video. And Instagram, we were just talking about this before the show, was that it was only photos for a while.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't know how long ago, but at some point recently they decided, hey, video is pretty big. Let's make video part of our platform as well.
Right.
So when you start to work with a client, are you do they sit down with you? You obviously have an interview and you try to understand where they're trying to go with it. They're going to tell their story, and you're going to help them tell their story in the best way possible through mm-hmm. video.
Exactly.
Right. And then do you storyboard? What is kind of like the basic process of the video marketing?
Sure. So I think it always will start with either a discovery call or a discovery meeting, which is kind of what you were alluding to, mm-hmm. kind of learning what they're looking for. My first question there is always, tell me in your own words what you're trying to accomplish here. That opens up a whole rabbit hole of questions, and we kind of have a list of questions that we walk through on the discovery call. But to answer your question, it kind of depends, right? And it depends on the type of video. Some videos are more straightforward than others, right? A customer testimonial, yeah, you can do some things to make it unique. But at the end of the day, you know, you want to capture a great interview, capture footage of what these people are talking about, and put it into a story. A brand video or any sort of creative project is when there's a lot more storyboarding, a lot more creativity, a lot more back and forth involved during that pre-production period.
Mm-hmm.
Frequently asked questions, you know, usually those are pretty simple, but again, if you're trying to put a commercial on TV, you want to be a little bit more creative. So mm-hmm. it really does depend on the type of video and also the goal that we're looking to achieve as well. Sometimes it's really just about You know, if we're trying to attract a new lead, you probably want to do something kind of flashy pretty quick because they've never heard of you. Versus if they do know about you and you're trying to convert them, it could be a longer form video that's more informative than flashy.
Right. So on average, how long are the videos that you produce?
I'd say on average, maybe 1.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they're 15 seconds, sometimes they're 10 minutes.
Right.
But I would say the average would be about 90 seconds.
And right. How do you measure views?
Sure. And that, again, depends on the goal, which ties back to the platform where we're on.
Mm-hmm. Right. So a big part of it for us is understanding from the beginning, and this is a lot of where my role comes in, is understanding from the beginning, what platforms are you active on? What platforms is your audience active on? Mm-hmm. And so understanding that also dictates the kind of content we make, how long it's going to be, how we shoot it. For example, most of our videos are not very long, no. But we recently made a video that was about 10 minutes long, and the client was having a problem uploading it natively to LinkedIn because it was about half a second over 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and LinkedIn cuts you off after 10 minutes, so it wasn't uploading. So that's a problem we hadn't run into yet, because usually our videos are about 90 seconds.
Right.
But we're always learning. And to come back to your question about views, it depends on the platform because views is not always the best metric, because you can have 1,000 views, but if none of them are qualified views, right. that are going to lead matter. Back to business, right? It doesn't matter. So it's about qualified and engaged views, mm-hmm. which often is measured more like engagement or mm-hmm. clicks back to your website or right. people who sign up through a form or conversations you have. So it really differs for every client and for every platform and for every goal, how the success is measured. Mm-hmm.
So are there any platforms out there that we haven't just mentioned that you are posting on? I mean, I'm sure you're posting your videos on a client's website, mm-hmm. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything I'm missing?
Well, there's
YouTube, obviously.
Well, there's I have two answers, I guess, to that mm-hmm. question. For the website, you always got to decide which platform you're going to host the video on for your mm-hmm. website. Like, as I kind of mentioned earlier, it used to only be YouTube. Mm-hmm. That was the only option. Then Vimeo came out, which right. was, you know, a little bit higher quality. Mm-hmm. It was more for filmmakers. And since then, there have been some video marketing platforms that have come out. Wistia and Vidyard are the two biggest in the industries right now, and they're both great for different purposes. So sometimes we work with our clients, say, hey, you know, we think you should be on Wistia, because with Wistia, you can track analytics. Mm-hmm. You can literally see down to the viewer, like the viewer's name who mm-hmm. is watching your video. So that can be great for B2B businesses when you're mm-hmm. not going after a ton of people. Vidyard, for example, can be great because they allow personalized video. So basically, here's a cool example. We were contracted for a video for the Falcons over the summer. Mm-hmm. And our goal there was to, you know, they have a whole database of people who have either bought tickets, season tickets before, or expressed interest in buying season tickets before. And our goal was to kind of go after this database and essentially try to get some of them to buy season tickets. So we made this awesome video. It was very, you know, it was very, we had footage from the season. We went out to some
high energy.
Yeah, high energy. Mm-hmm. Had some cool graphics, giving all the value propositions. We delivered this video, and they said, wow, well, we actually want to use Vidyard now, because we want to have it say, hey, Bob, get your season ticket. Right. And like, we even did this cool thing where there was a Falcons jersey in one of the shots, and it said Brotherhood on the back, because that's kind of one of the Falcons phrases.
Right.
And we were able to change it. So like, it could say Bob, or it could say Joe, or it could say Jenna, it could say Landon, it could say Jill. So that was cool. Just a very, very, you know, cool way to use technology, video marketing platforms to kind of take video marketing to the next level, I guess. And also, we can't forget about, you know, using video in a real live setting, mm-hmm. right? If you're at a conference, you know, mm-hmm. using video there, making sure it gets up and running. Using video at a trade show, for example, if you're walking by a trade show booth, we're always going to make sure your video is optimized by having subtitles, because mm-hmm. no one can hear what you're talking about, because there's thousands of people walking around.
Right.
Or in a meeting, like, you know, we'll give them tips on how they can use video in a PowerPoint or a keynote presentation.
Right.
It really comes down. We've kind of started building out these four packages mm-hmm. That are success packages. Lana, you want to talk about this?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So this is something that we've been doing for a while, but we're really formatting them into, like Leo said, different packages depending on what our clients' goals are and where their audiences live. So it mainly focuses on, are they trying to drive sales? So if they're trying to drive sales, that would dictate the video and also the assets that we deliver them at the end and how we help coach them through using it. Or if they're really focusing on generating awareness on social media, then okay, we want to give you square versions of your video, because on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, when you're scrolling through, square videos take up 78% more screen space than a landscape video. And we also want to go ahead and bake subtitles into those videos as well, because videos on social autoplay without sound. Or if a big portion of your audience is on Instagram, let's also make you 10-second portrait versions of your video to go on Instagram story. Okay. So things like that dictate, okay, how are we going to shoot this video? What kind of content are we going to give you? Online optimization. So getting your video on your website and on, or on YouTube or on Wistia or on Vidyard, getting that in front of as many people as possible to convert leads online. Ads. This is something that we did a lot more of in 2019 and expect to do a lot more in 2020, is different forms of ads. So a lot of times that is repurposing content from another video shoot for a client and then making it into an ad for LinkedIn or an ad for YouTube or an ad for Pinterest or Instagram. And then our last package is, it's kind of like a fifth bonus package, and it's our marketing package, which is a combination of the sales and social package.
So is that something that you all would do? You would leverage the video, and wherever this customer wants it, you would post it.
Exactly. Yeah. And there will be different levels as well. Like, you know, some of our clients are more sophisticated. You know, the larger B2B businesses, you know, they have marketing teams. And we can provide some tips, but they're very capable of doing things on their own.
Right.
Versus, you know, the smaller businesses, it's probably like, okay, maybe they have one marketing person who's overwhelmed with a ton of tasks.
Right.
That's where we can say, hey, Landon, you know, can you help me out with this? And, you know, obviously that's just kind of an additional.
You kind of be an outsourced marketing department for that client. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because even when we have clients that, maybe they have a marketing person or two that are awesome at what they do, but A, they're overwhelmed, and B, they're experts in marketing, but maybe they're not experts in video marketing, which is its whole own animal. And so that's also where we will come in and help.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be surprised to see the differences in engagement by posting a video with and without subtitles. Mm-hmm. So you can put the same video with and without subtitles on Facebook or Instagram, and the one with subtitles is going to get more engagement, more views, and the marketer might just be like, oh, this is my video, let me post it. But we know that, like, okay, there's really like four different things we have to do to get the most engagement, and the marketer might just be thinking, hey, I'm just going to post the video.
Right.
Well, that's, So I think having that differentiation and having client understand that is going to lead to that customer appreciating that information, because most video marketing agencies are not as high level, as in my opinion, and so having that differentiation will obviously accelerate that client's
and that's kind of how we got into this space, right? I kind of alluded to it earlier, but you know, we used to make these videos, and these are back in 2015 2016 where, you know, at the time we thought,
so long ago.
At the time we thought these videos were good. Looking back at it now, there's a lot we could have done better. But you know, that's besides the point. You know, we would make these quote unquote awesome videos, and we loved them, and the client loved them. And then we'd look at 6 months later, and there's video sitting on YouTube, and it's got 26 views. And we're like, well, we've made this awesome video, the client's happy, but no one really won here, right? There's just a video out there with 26 views. So that's when we kind of looked at ourselves and said, hey, we need to do more for our clients.
People want to know how they can get 5 million views, right? So do you have to go on The Voice and post that? I mean, seriously. So what does a business have to do? You know, I think it's just, it's very individual, right? You can't say for sure what the response is going to be. You can go on history, right? Based on what you've done in the past. So what would you say your most successful video has been?
Oh, man, our most successful video.
Depends on how you measure success, I guess.
Yes, so.
But let's talk about the video we made for Terminus, the product video we made for Terminus, because this was, you know, 3 minutes, which is fairly long for a video these days. And this was on their homepage for a while. It's currently being moved to their product page, but it was on their homepage for a long time. And I don't know the amount of views, but you can, you know, be safe to say that people who are on Terminus.com are interested in their product. So the amount of views we weren't really that concerned about. But what was great about this is that this 3-minute video was on average being watched 77% of the way. Hmm. I know my attention span's about 4 seconds. So,
well, I was going to say, like, 10 minutes seems like, oh my God. But yeah, so 90 seconds would be way over your quota.
So it was fantastic. I mean, yeah. I thought that you know, the client was very happy. We're very happy. And what was also great about this video is, again, it's about the quality of the views, not right. the quantity of right. the views. And clearly the people who are watching this are engaged and it's getting across their message. We also just received so much great feedback on right. this video. Just like, wow, this was great. You really spoke to the B2B community. I saw my marketing leader in this video. I saw my sales leader in this video. Mm-hmm. I saw my CFO in this video.
Nice.
And really just speaking to the individual personas and telling a story that can really relate.
Right. And we were able to get that 77 or 78% watch rate because they host their videos through Vidyard. Mm-hmm. And so we have a relationship with the employee there who manages their right. Vidyard account and their website. And so we were able to ask him, hey, can you give us the stats on this video? We're curious how it's performing, which is another part of our success program is right. understanding how is this doing so that we can, with Terminus, for example, we've had a relationship with them for years. We always want to understand what's working, what's not working. How can we improve for the next project? Mm-hmm. So we were able to get these stats from him and we were so excited that it was received so well because like Leo said, it's a really long video.
Right.
And it does an amazing job of explaining what does Terminus do while also it is, has a dry humor to it. It's funny. It has a lot of graphics and animation. It's a very engaging video. So that's just for some context. That's how we were able to get that information about how the video performed.
So are majority of your clients and prospects, are they coming to you because they can't seem to get their either the message out succinctly or they're just trying to add it to their marketing mix or is it a mix of both?
There's always a mix, right? Yeah. I think that most of our clients at this point, they have heard that video is valuable, right? And what's great about us is they don't have to come to us with the ideas. They can say, hey, I want to use video. And we ask them questions and say, okay, what are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? And we form together their video marketing strategy for them. So that's been helpful is the fact that, you know, like, for example,
it's one less thing they have to think about.
Exactly. Yeah. I had a client, Express MRI. Great, great service, by the way. You can get a $399 MRI.
Right.
So I'll plug them there.
Use code Leo for a discount.
But they literally said, I heard I need video. I have no idea what I need to do.
Right.
So we just went back and forth for a couple of weeks. We built them out an awesome video marketing strategy. They now have a explainer video on their homepage. They have a testimonial, which I can't remember if it's right below it or if it's on a different page, but it's also on there. So, you know, it explains the service and then there's that validation of someone who's done it before. And then we also cut these into ads for social media. So these are on Facebook. They're on Instagram and they seem to be working very well. They said their business has picked up a lot. We should probably contact their AdWords person to get the exact numbers, but it seems to be doing really, really well.
So that was for Facebook ads. Yeah, like the sponsored ads.
We did Facebook ads and Instagram ads for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's something that will happen sometimes is someone will say, hey, I know I need video. I know it's good for marketing. Like, well, I don't really know what to do. And we definitely can help with that and help guide them. But then a lot of times someone will come with a really specific need. So going back to when we did the videos for Mercedes-Benz Stadium event spaces, their sales team gets so many people asking about hosting an event there. And it takes so much of their time for everyone to come in and tour and, oh, here's this space, here's that space. How many people does your event have? Okay, maybe this space for you. Whereas now that they have these videos that highlight each different space, they can send those out during the sales process, which saves everyone's time, which is so valuable.
Because you're giving
them
like a video walkthrough?
Yes. Yeah. And it has some graphics and call outs on it about here's how many people that can be hosted in this space. And it shows the space and brings it to life in a way that it's almost like you're there.
Right, which really does save a lot of time.
Absolutely.
And effort on both parties' efforts. Right.
Yeah. Which was hugely important for the events sales team.
Right. Which that makes complete sense to me.
Yeah. Imagine walking around that stadium multiple times a day versus just, oh, let me queue up this email.
Well, you're definitely getting your steps in.
That's true.
So what are your customers saying about their experience working with you? How are they? I know you probably have testimonials and whatnot, mm-hmm. but you know, what are you hearing the most from your clients about
sure.
that?
You know, my favorite thing that I hear about my client or about our clients is that it's not just about the product, but it's about the experience. And that's mm-hmm. really what we're talking about here, the customer experience. Like, I pulled a few quotes just so I could reference,
sure.
and it's just, you know, a few excerpts. We had a great experience with the Consume Media team. From creative to project management, it was productive, close, and enjoyable partnership.
Mm-hmm.
That is everything I want to hear from a right. customer. It's like, you know, especially me, like, I used to be the ones actually physically making the video, and now it's just kind of my job to make sure that the whole process is smooth and the customer is always happy. Love hearing about a great experience, and I love hearing the word partnership.
Right.
Because, yes, we're a vendor, right? Mm-hmm. They're paying us for mm-hmm. us to create the videos. Mm-hmm. But when they reference it as a partnership, that tells me, okay, they think of it as more than us just being a vendor. It's right. us really understanding their goals, understanding their needs, and working with them to make sure that no matter what, we're going to get them the product that they want and the mm-hmm. product that they need.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I have a couple other quotes where I have two different clients that say they're either doing a happy dance or cartwheels with excitement.
Like, well, that's not bad.
What's better than that? Like, really? Or like a couple more where I just said, where a couple clients are saying, I love working with Consume Media in all capital letters.
Nice. Like, and then he calls out, I just use capital letters for that.
So, like, these are the things that I just love to hear. And our team loves to hear it
right.
as well, because we really do put our all into every single project. And knowing that it's all worth it, that the client's happy, and that ultimately we're going to keep working with this client because they're so happy, it just makes me so happy.
Have you guys made any videos of the process working with Consume Media?
We have made a series of onboarding videos mm-hmm. That, frankly, is kind of underutilized a little bit. But we have made these videos. And
because I think our listeners might be interested in knowing more about it. And that would be, mm-hmm. you know, because I know not being in the industry, I understand that video is important.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what all goes into it. So
sure, sure.
I think our listeners would appreciate knowing what all goes into it,
yeah.
so we can we'll reference
yeah, we
your
send,
website on our show page.
Absolutely, and we can send you a link to our brand video,
okay.
where it doesn't necessarily go through the process, but it kind of is an overview of who Consume Media is and kind of the different aspects that go into it.
I think, and I don't know how many companies like this that you come into contact with, but I work with a lot of companies that are services only, not products,
mm-hmm.
and so. You know, that always seems to be a real big monster to kind of mm-hmm. capture in a video, because you always think, oh, I have like 18 million things that I do for the client during the process. How do I put that into a 10, 15 second
right.
video? Mm-hmm. Well, you're not. You're going
right.
to do in a series of videos,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
So I think those of us in the service industry, you know, have a real hard time articulating
sure.
what it is
right.
we do that the customer cares about hearing about on the front end, right?
Right. Absolutely. That makes sense.
You know, but I think we will certainly reference your website so we can see it, and you can send us the link to those videos.
And we keep talking about the Terminus video. We'll send you a link to that.
Send us a link to that. And then also any recent wins that you've had, any projects that you've landed or initiatives that you're working on right now?
Well,
excited about?
Yeah, I think that, again, kind of referencing the Terminus video that I keep going back to, which, again, we're proud of, but just
we have other clients, by the way, too, but
yeah,
this one just really
we should talk about Taste of Atlanta, because Sky's sitting over here.
Yes!
She used to work there. But by posting that video, we've gotten so much request for videos just mm-hmm. like that. That's very validating on mm-hmm. our end, because there was so much time and effort that went into that video.
Right.
So that was a big win. You have one, Landon?
Yeah. So this one happened maybe 6 months back. We were making a video with Terminus. This is a testimonial video. Mm-hmm. And the customer who is in the testimonial video that we were interviewing was SalesLoft.
Mm-hmm.
And we hadn't, now they are our client. At the time, they were not our client yet. And so who we interviewed during that process, He ended up, and he hadn't even worked with us yet, aside from just being in one of our videos, he recommended us to a company called Shoeproof that now we have been working with for the last 6 or 7 months. Mm-hmm. And they're an online photography hosting site. Mm-hmm. And so this guy hadn't even worked with, he wasn't even our client yet, but he enjoyed his experience just on set with us so much that he recommended us to someone else that now has been on a retainer with us for 6 months.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. And those videos are coming together. They're beautiful. They're coming together amazingly. It's been a wonderful client and a wonderful process.
Nice. How big of a team do you guys have?
So our team is 8 people total. Mm-hmm. So on kind of the client success team is myself, Landon, and also Reed, who helps us with the sales and the strategy and helps with the account management as well. And then on the creative team, we have 5 people. We have my business partner, who is kind of the head of video, for lack of better terms, the creative director. His name's Michael Rosenberg. And then we have a producer, Lindsay, a camera operator slash editor named Jason. Our lead editor is named Lewis. And we have another editor named Lawson as well. So
a lot of L's.
I see like that. L names. I see that. So going just to general conversation about customer experience, what any experiences you've had recently with a company that stood out that or a company that you work with often because of your experience with them? I'm just curious. I always ask this at the end of our interviews.
Sure.
Off the top of your head that you can think of, because if not, then we need to find a company that will wow you.
I'm going. We work with HubSpot. We use HubSpot at our company, and every time I call the support line at HubSpot, it is such a delightful experience. First of all, they have great hold music. It's always like a song that I'm like digging listening to while I'm waiting. And then everyone I always talk to there is delightful and very kind and patient, and that is always a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and that's, I know they're one of the top places to work in Atlanta, in America.
In America.
So that, it just goes a long way. Like, you know, if you treat your team right, if you have the right culture, it's going to pay off to your clients. Mm-hmm. Another thing HubSpot did for us a couple of years ago was randomly they just sent us a gift box. Mm-hmm. For no reason whatsoever, they sent us a gift box. I know it had some great gifts in it, right? It had a journal with like things you can draw in and like colored pencils. You can make all these different.
Oh, yeah.
So that was fun. And it had a pop socket. I love pop sockets.
Oh, for the back of your
phone. For the back of your phone. Yeah.
I had it on my phone for like a year before I had one. It's great.
We got a fidget spinner. And I'm telling you, this is the best fidget spinner I had ever used.
Leo and I both love fidget spinners. We're very fidgety people. So when we're having a meeting together, there's always something in both of our hands. Fidget spinners are great because it's just something to do with your hands.
They were paying attention. They put the right things in the box.
I know. So then we decided, hey, this year, let's do holiday gifts. Mm-hmm. And Landon kind of made this awesome, awesome gift basket for all of our clients. Mm-hmm. What did it have?
So we had big tumblers that we had black ones and white ones, and then it just subtly had our logo on it. We don't want to give a massive consume media logo on something, but we just want people to think of us as they're using it and drinking their hot or cold coffee. Just think of us and the experience they've had with us. And we had some koozies as well, because again, as they're drinking whatever they're drinking, we want them to just think about us and get a warm little feeling inside. And then, you know, I care about the appearance of things, so I wrapped them in some nice holiday wrapping, and then we shipped them off.
Nice. And did you get response from them?
We did. We got a lot of people, you know, sent us emails, told us they loved it, whatever. But then the best response was Terminus, actually. They sent us an unboxing video. We were so excited. Funny. We were like, that's perfect for us. We were so excited to all watch it together. It was great.
That is funny.
I know. It was awesome.
I love it. So good. So just to recap, let our listeners know where we can find you.
Yes. So our website is consume-media.com, and there you can find everything you want to know about us. You can contact us. You can find our blog. All of our videos are there. You can find us on Facebook, Consume Media, Twitter, Consume Media ATL, Instagram, Consume Media. We're on all the platforms. Come say hi.
Well, I really appreciate y'all's time today. Thank you so much for coming in.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, this was fun.
I really appreciate it. And again, Leo Falkenstein and Landon Yarbrough with Consume Media. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you
so much, Jill.